I want you to turn in Genesis 3, verse 8. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So we always know they hid themselves from the presence of God. But actually, it was something else they were hiding from. And when you look up that word presence, and lo and behold, what is the word for presence? Face of God, the panim. The way the word works, when you tune into a certain frequency of the word, well, we tune in the right hand of God. All we could see is right hand of God, right? So wherever frequency you are in his word, if you keep it, it'll keep delivering. And Jesus said it like this, I don't live by bread alone. I live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God, when we keep his word properly and walk with him with his word and keep it in the heart and not do it like commandments. I'm talking about keeping the word in the heart, in the front lift, the eye gates. Well, it delivers meat constantly. And that meat is what supplies strength, might, and acceleration to your faith. Amen? So when he said this, he said they hid themselves from the face of God. Immediately the Lord said, if I am calling in Romans 8, God's calling, amen, he predestinated to be conformed to the image of Christ. He's restoring our image. And the Lord said, if you're going to restore, you have to be, if they walked away from the face of God, then they're going to have to be restored by the face of God. Amen. And so the final frontier of God, in my humble apostolic opinion, my humble pastoral opinion, we must return to the face of God. And the face of God is the final frontier of all things. It's like Star Trek on steroids. You can boldly go where no man goes before, and you can like beam me up, Scotty. You can move. In fact, he described it as a to and fro generation that you can walk to and fro the earth and up and down. Zechariah 10 said they will walk up and down in my name. An unlimited generation with an unlimited reach by the face of God that can move you and accelerate you. And when you begin to understand how much of the face of God is literally in the Bible and what happens in the face of God. Some people's definition of the face of God is, I'm going to worship, stand in his presence, stand in his face. That's one aspect of his face. But the face of God is without measure because it encompasses, the easy way I could describe the face of God, it's the revelation, activation, indwelling in him who was, him that is to come. And the word of God that was, the word that is to come, it gives you access to the realm that's in front of you. The realm that's already been spoken over you. Amen? Both old and new men had entered in the face of God. We're seeing the face of God roll out everywhere. Like Pastor Chuck, I mean, incredible message. Ezekiel 47, the temple, it said it faced east. The forefront of the temple, the waters came out. The forefront was meant the face of God. The waters, the last day end time waters are coming out of the face of God. Psalms 24 says it the best. This is the generation that seeks the face of God, the God of Jacob, that seeks thy face, the God of Jacob. He specifically said Jacob because it's the generation that will receive the Jacob transformation. Just like Jacob came in one way, he came out as Israel. A nation was named after him. Lands were named after him. God multiplied him exceedingly through a transformation that took place in the face of God. He didn't multiply Jacob, he multiplied Israel. He changed his name, changed his identity. We've been all over that for a year now or more. And so we see that, but in Psalms 24, he's talking about the arrival of the King of Glory. He's talking about the King of Glory is coming back into the earth. And there's a generation, say generation, not one Jacob, but a whole generation that will seek thy face, the God of Jacob. And they are going to move through a transformation under the God of Jacob. And that transformation, both personally and globally, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me today. He goes, I want the life manifested. He goes, you are generation resurrection. And what I'm looking for this generation is for the life to overcome all things. To overcome the systems of this world, to overcome death itself, sickness, disease, infirmity, poverty, every result of the fall, every result of the curse, the life will overcome. Go to Romans 8 for a minute. The glory about the face of God is the unlimitedness of it. The ability to move past where you are. This is a very profound scripture right here. Go to verse 10. He's not saying he's going to do this. From the foundation of the world, he's done this. Notice the verbiage. It's not present tense. It's past tense. It's done. He is speaking from the done realm. The word can deliver you over to this realm if you learn to stay with it. And when you get delivered over that realm, there's freedom, there's liberty, because the victory has already been done, spoken. See, there is a place in your life. Remember when you were born again? And then look at you now. Look how far you've come just now. There was a time God even spoke where you are. Right now. He spoke it to you a long time ago and you arrived to that place. Well, there's more to come. What if we can just go there without having to wait to go there? What if we can just go drop in? So he said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. He predestinated the world to be conformed to the image of Christ. In whom he predestinated, he called you to the cross. And at the cross, by the blood, he justified, not going to justify you, justify. See, there's a place on the right hand of God. I go every single day. I go into this white marble floor. It doesn't matter how I feel, what I've done. I'll go in there and receive the justification of what's already been spoken. I receive the transformation. I receive the clean white robe. I'll receive the robe of righteousness. I'll stand in a place forever perfected in righteousness. And when you get in that place by faith, it's called justification by faith. So you do it by works, you're always having to try to achieve something based on your feeling or your works. But by faith, you can just go where he said and who you said you are. You can go stand there. Did he predestinate you? Yes. Did he call you? Yes. Has he justified you? Well, then there is a position of justification that you can stand in on a daily basis. And if you stand there, there's no condemning sentence by way of the enemy, by way of people, or by way of your own past that can stand against you. You can cut it off. That's why there's no accusation that can stand against you there, because you're not standing in yourself, you're standing in him. You're standing in a position of justification. Then he justified. What's next? What's after justification? What is that? Then he glorified. He's actually speaking of the sound of the trump where he glorifies our body. He's been talking about the whole chapter. That's redemption completed. Notice how he speaks of it. He didn't say them, he's going to glorify them, he glorified. When Paul was writing, somewhere in this chapter, he fast forwarded. And he moved and saw the universal plan of God from beginning to end. Predestined, called, justified, glorified. All finished. That's why he said in your body, he said glorify God in somewhere in 1 Corinthians 6 or 2 Corinthians 6. He said glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, or which belong to God, which have been purchased by God. Your body, he describes, as a purchased possession. He has already legally purchased your right to glorification. Now, what God wants is the overriding in this last day of the systems of this world, both inward and outward. He wants the life manifested in the sons and daughters of God. He wants the life to override the systems of this world. Amen? Now, if that life was present, we would start seeing it. You seen the glory of God lately on anybody's tabernacle where everybody's going, whoa, the manifest glory. It's not that it doesn't happen, it's just not seen. He said there's a whole generation that's going to obtain this. Arise, shine, thy light has come. The glory of God is risen upon thee. The glory of God shall be seen. The glory is manifested life. Manifested glory will be seen on the people of God and manifested into the earth. The manifestations of the sons of God. I hear people talking about the rapture because they're looking at what what's going on in the world. Obviously, God's about to take us out of here. No, God's about to move. God is to manifest his glory in the midst of the perverse generation ever. He's going to manifest his glory. How's he going to do that?
Well, he's going to fall on us.
Well, I'm not going to wait for that. He already said he's going to do it. He's already given it to us. Now, in the face of God, we have access. This is what started floating up through me today. Because we're gonna move in the face of God today. I'm gonna teach you how to move in faith. Say the just will live by faith. It's not like I'm gonna turn my faith on today, turn it off tomorrow. It's a lifestyle, it's something you do. And it's extremely rewarding when you get in the frequency of God. Because it gives you the right to dwell in an elevated place with God, and it can cause a whole lot of warfare for you to escape it, because you're above it, not in the middle of it. And when you're above it, it's a lot more free. Amen? You like to live that way. Liberty and freedom. So all of a sudden I'm driving, and the Lord said, he changed his vile body and fashioned like unto his own. He changed, he transformed our vile body and fashioned it like his own. And suddenly I see the Mount of Transfiguration and the glory. And then I begin this, he just rolled back, I'm driving, he's rolling me back. He said, Abraham found a dispensation that was in front of him, and his faith reached over through the face of God. And he obtained, the Bible is very specific, he obtained accounted righteousness. You know what that is? You know what accounted righteousness is? They were confined to an operation of the law of sin and death. They didn't have a new nature like we do. They weren't able to be born again and move into the heavens with God. They weren't able to do that. But Abraham reached over and he could move with God. The Bible is very clear he could. Same chapter, Romans 4. David did the same thing. Both of them described as being able to move through accounted righteousness, meaning it was already completed in the plan of God. It was already spoken over the seed, and their faith reached over and walked in our covenant when they were confined to their own covenant. They reached out of theirs and into ours. That's a pretty big one, because they reached out of the law and they entered into the freedom and liberty. They reached over They pressed through. Under the law, law was a schoolmaster to train them. You can never escape the fallen nature you were born with. It will school you in the fact that you were born under sin. And all your life, it will remind you, you can't obtain it. It was not ever to be obtained. Even Paul said, I kept it blameless, but it wasn't enough. I found another realm. He said, to be found in him, I count all that stuff that I did but dung. Well, Abraham and David were able to jump over and live in the freedom and liberty of our dispensation. Now, remember the Canaanite woman came to the Lord, had the son that was possessed with the devil. And she comes up to the Lord and she says, heal my son, he's vexed. And he offends her on the spot. Can you believe what would Jesus do, bracelet? And he said, it's not meat that I give the children bread to dogs. The Lord called her a dog. He did. He called her a dog. It's not meat to give the children bread to dogs. I'm just coming here to ask my son to be delivered from a devil. And you just called me a dog. But the Lord did that. Why did he do that? Why would he say something? He had to offend her. He purposely offended her because the children's bread only belonged to the house of Israel, and it was not yet time for it to be open to the Gentiles. And he knew that. He was going to have to get her to do an extraordinary leap of faith to go get it. Because he couldn't give it to her because he was only confined to the house of Judah. She'd have to go get it. Feel the anointing on that. So he offended her on purpose to get her to reach over. She says, a true Lord, true, we're dogs. But even the dogs eat from the crumbs of the master's table. He said, oh woman, great is your faith. You will be spoken of for 2,000 years to come. What you just did, you did it. You reached over to something that didn't belong to you and you grabbed it. It wasn't your time, but you made it your time. She didn't draw it to where she was. She went over to where it was. And she grabbed something that legally could not have been given to her until the cross. That's called dispensational faith. That's called reaching out into the next realm. That's Star Trek generation. Boldly go! Where no man has gone before! Something in her knew it. It was hers. Well, God's just running all this through me. I'm like, Abraham did it. David did it. And the Lord said, I need to reverse your belief system about the Abrahamic Sarah blessing. But anyway, Sarah was 90 years old. Next chapter, King Abimelech wanted her. Something happened. The Bible says she was well stricken with age. In 17 or 18, she got struck. She was struck with age. At 90, she was well stricken, and all of a sudden, the next time, she got gorgeous. She got good. She got pretty. All of a sudden, King Abimelech, dang it. Abraham knew she was beautiful. God did something to her, and he goes, tell him you're my sister. And Abimelech pulled her, and God said, you are a dead man. He said, what did I do? He says, that belongs to Abraham. And he was mad. He was upset. You lied to me. But God rolled her back. And all this time we were doing all this faith about rolling back, he says, I don't want you to roll back. He said, I want you to roll forward. I goes, I want you and a whole generation to roll forward. Say, roll forward. I want the whole generation to obtain the life. Is it in front of you or not? Does it belong to us? It absolutely belongs to us, but it's in the dispensation that's beyond that realm over there. It's the next one. Did Abraham reach in? Yes. Did Abraham reach in? Did David reach in? Yes. Did the Syrophoenician Canaanite woman reach in? Yes. Can we reach in? by the face of God. Yes, did the Lord Jesus himself reach into his own glorified body? He did. He did it on the Mount of Transfiguration. He did it while walking the earth. He reached over and his body became the light. His countenance the light. His own clothes lit up in the glory of God. He reached into his glorified body. He reached over into the glorified realm. Not only he caused his body, his clothing, his countenance to shine as the light of the sun. Oh, you say, I picked a good day to come today. You're talking about youth renewal. His body light was beaming out from his countenance like the light of the sun. How much laser therapy did he get that day? You know, the doctors go from outside in. God's going from inside out. It moved out of his body. Say, boom! It caused his clothing to become white. It was a manifestation of the glory of the glorified body that was to come, and the church saw it. John, Peter, James, they were there. And they go, holy moly, look at this. How do you know? It was actually a manifestation of the second coming glory of his kingly manifested glory. Royalty. Peter described it as majestic glory. Now get this. How do you know that was it? Because when Peter woke up from the glory, he started looking in and the cloud, he started talking. And when he should have been talking, the cloud overshadowed them. They got overshadowed in what was going on with him, and they're seeing this glory manifested. All his faith did was reach beyond the cross into his own resurrection. He went and stood beyond the cross into the realm of his own resurrection. How did he do that? He did it in the face of God. And God came down and manifested here like he did with Abraham. Boy, if I were you, I'd be listening to the face of God. I'd be listening to every one of those Penuel teachings. Joshua. Now we have Zechariah 4, the face of Zerubbabel. We have the waters of Ezekiel 47. The face of God is blowing up around here. What does that mean? God is ready to expand us. God is ready to move us beyond where we are. God's got a supercharger, super kicker. He's going to come in and help us now. He's going to take our faith. Abraham, look, you're 100 years. He's 99 years old. He goes, I'm going to come and step in and help you now. I'm going to finish you. You're going to walk before my face today, and I will perfect you. I will perfect the covenant today. And he walked him all the way to Christ. He confirmed the covenant all the way to Christ that day. He walked him all the way down to Christ, and he spoke to him. Your name was Abraham. Your name has been Abraham. Kings have come out from your loins. Walked him all the way to the kings, all the way to Christ, and confirmed him. He saw his day. Jesus himself said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it. That was the day he saw it. Confirmed him, completed him, walked him past where he was. We are that generation. And when he said, he changed his vile body and fashioned it according to his glorified body. He goes, don't roll backwards. Roll forward. You can roll back into youth, or you can roll forward into glorification. Now, I'm not saying we're going to go get glorified. We want to walk around 24 hours a day in a glorified body. But what I am saying, we have access to the glorification that is to come. And that glory can be seen. It can cause transformation. In the face of God, we have access to it. And our faith can trump anywhere we are and move over and step beyond the veil. To whom he justified, them he glorified. He already did it. Say, he did it. He did it. He did it. So we can walk over into the did it realm. Everyone say, get over to the did it realm. Are you in the did it realm? I'm going to get into the did it realm. Just did it. Just do it. Go into the did it realm. Praise God. We step over. All you need is one encounter in that realm. It can change so much. Let me ask you, do you think in the Mount of Transfiguration, any type of infirmity could have stayed in his body when his countenance, his body was shining like the light of the sun. It broke out into his clothing. It changed his clothing to white. He said, no fuller could make it that white. Changed it. So Peter gets caught up in the glory. When he writes about it in the second chapter. He writes about it in 2 Peter. He says, when we were with him, bearing eyewitness of his resurrection. Say eyewitness. We are not those that were giving old wives fables. But we are eyewitnesses of his majestic glory. And watch what he said. When we made known unto you the second coming of the Lord. We were eyewitness. We saw him on the mount. Peter writes about the second coming, and he bases that second coming majestic glory that he saw on his encounter on that mountain. Wait, the Lord hadn't even gone to the cross yet. And Peter's writing about the second coming. We haven't even experienced the second coming. Peter did. That day he wrote about when we made known unto you the second coming of the Lord. You read chapter 1 and chapter 3 and put it together. He goes all the way down into the past of the earth, past the 1,000-year millennial reign. He goes all the way. He writes about it. He encountered the realm of the glory. He encountered the face of God. He encountered the resurrection. And when he did, he saw the glory of our finality. The second coming manifested glory upon the Lord. He beheld it. Which means to me, are you with me so far? Which means that when the Lord was standing on the Mount of Transfiguration, he just didn't go over to the cross, which they were within weeks of the cross. He just didn't walk over there. He wasn't looking at that resurrection. He was looking at a resurrection 2,000 years later. His spirit. He doesn't just reach over to the cross and resurrect it. He reaches way over to the majestic glory of the second coming king. And they're looking at it and they all get translated. The two witnesses were there too, and they're, because they're going to witness. They witnessed it that day, and they're going to come back into the earth as his witnesses. That's another thing. But they got translated all the way over, and they're all living in the glory. That, my friend, is the face of God. That's what the face of God will do to you. What it did to Abraham, what it did to Jacob, what it did to Joshua. Promise to our generation. A whole generation that will paint the face of God. Everything. When someone talks to me, I said, face of God's final frontier. Face of God is everything. And God is opening it now. We all with open face, beholding as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, are what? Change. Transform into what? The same image from glory to glory. God wants generation resurrection. And he said, you know what I want? So I said, tell me. He goes, I want this generation to overcome death. In the body. In the mind. The soul. In the heart. In the world. In the systems of this world. Did I not say my river would break out of my face? And it would flow to the Dead Sea, and everything that's dead would live. We are a generation life. How are we going to do that? We're going to go over. We're going to roll tide forward. And we're going to roll, our faith is going to roll on over into the resurrection. And we're going to start partaking of the divine nature of the glorified realm of God. Glorified body, glorified image, the realm that has already been done. Majestic glory. All of that. Justified to them he glorified. Amen.
we're going to start reaching further, rolling further. Say, well, don't you want to bring forth the further out there you get in the right way? This realm is made to obey. It has to follow you. The further your faith can stand out, the realm that is has to follow you, just like it did with Abraham. It has to follow you like it did with Jacob. He went into the battle of Jericho. He didn't go in the first. He went in the seventh day. The Lord took him in his face and ends in the prolongation of the ram's horns of Jubilee. The walls of Jericho have fallen. He finished it. He took him out in front. And then that realm was made to obey, just as he saw when the Lord said, I can only do what I see. What's the Father doing? He certainly doesn't look like the Father normally. I want where the Father's doing the real stuff. What's the Father doing? Oh, he's cooking up some life. He's preparing the bread of life for this generation. You're not going to see what the Father's doing on CNN. Or Fox News anymore. You're not going to see what the Father's doing in the media. That's not what the Father's doing. He's in another realm. This realm's only going to be seen by the Word of God. But if we can see what the Father's doing and live with the Father, what I just talked to you about, that's what the Father's up to. He goes, can you believe? He's looking. He says, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? This is the victory that overcometh the world. Systems, death, sickness, disease, oppression, even our faith. But God has given us supercharger to our faith, allowing us to translate up into the realms that are to come. Stand there, hold it, and not let go of it. Well, I tell you what, it has changed our Abrahamic Sarah pursuit. He said, it's built on better promises, son. Why you want to roll back in the natural body, roll forward into the glorified. We can reach in. We're already reaching in. It's the day of the manifestation. The further you get in that realm, that's how you purge doubt and unbelief. You can't live there. Amen. Can't live there.
Show me your face. Show me your face. And gird up my legs that I might stand in this holy place. Show me. Through the end, if I could just see your face.
Now I'm going to bring them up into the face of God. And when we get up there, we're going to sing that. It's done. We're going to move by faith. We're going to move into the realm of the glory of God. We are, say I am, the generation to seek, say it, to seek, to obtain, to walk before the face of God. We are generation resurrection. Today we come out from this realm through the living doorway of Christ to the next realm. We stand upon that glorious carpet of red, the new and the living way, where we have been sanctified holy, spirit, soul, and body. We stand before your throne today, Lord, ready to venture into your face, the face of the Father. We're ready to obtain all things from the realm
that was done. We readjust our faith. We set it now to the finish place. We will go down into the Jordan and break all covenant with death, with the law of sin and death. We do make our descent this day past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, waters that have gone over our head. We've entered the baptism. Today, we see that mighty two-edged sword in your hand. Our great high priest ready to execute judgment on our old man. We see the winnowing fork ready to separate chaff from the golden wheat. I see that axe of light coming down, laid at the root of every tree. Today we present the law of sin and death to thee. Our spirit was translated out of darkness, but now we see that that law has no right or authority to exist anywhere in me. Today we call that glorious axe down. Be thou separated, O law, with a mighty sound. Be loosed from my body. Be loosed from my mind. I decree all past things be cast into this sea. Law of sin and death, be thou withered away from me. Every fruit, every limb, every tree be plucked up and cast into this sea. You are not welcome in me. Everyone say, I break agreement with all things pertaining to the law of sin and death. Be thou loosed from me. No more of your name can be seen, can be sown, can operate in me. You're utterly cut off. Say it, utterly cut off and cast into this sea. Today, your dominion has been removed from me. I am a certified, verified, new creation. I step out of that old when I am ready to ascend into the new. I am destined for the face of God. I take the wings, we all step upon the wings of the great eagle. We do ride out from this Jordan to rise on high. You wash our bodies with pure water. You cleanse us and sanctify us wholly. We stand now before your throne of glory. We're ready now to be joined with you in the divine union. We enter in to be found in you now. We've let go of those old things. You've given us a new... Ooh. Look at that glorious robe of light. That robe that's white as snow. Look at it come out from him. Put it on. Their robes emanating, hundreds of them coming out from him. Wear your robe with boldness. Step into the grace of your new place. Say, I am found in you, not having mine own righteousness. I wear Christ. I am in you now. Woo! How many just put that robe on? Now we're going to go stand on the white marble floor. We're going to go stand now in the courtrooms of heaven. Everyone say, I'm worthy. We walk into the courtrooms, the white marble floors. We wear the robe forevermore. You come out to meet us. You set the clean white turban upon our head. We wear the fair mitre. We've given and been given the change of clothing now. We stand in your righteousness, we know how. Everyone said, I am justified by faith. Justified by the glorious grace. I am abundantly pardoned of all iniquity. Now ready? Lord, you have removed the law of sin and death from me. All iniquity is far as the east is from the west. Now everyone go stand in front of your book. It's a book of life. Stand there. And this is his word to you. The sin, the iniquity, the faults, the failures, the past. Has not only been forgiven. I remember it no more. It's been washed from your book. It was nailed. The handwritings, the accusations. Today I see people getting free all over this place. I want you to stand in front of your book and say this. Today, there is no condemning sentence. Not from man. Not from the words of man, not from the devil, and not from mine own soul. All condemning sentences have been canceled today in the courtrooms of heaven. All accusation has been put down. Even the words that were spoken over you, daughter, at 5 years old by the harshness of your father. Those condemning sentences have been canceled and separated from you. You stand now as a new creation. Everyone say, Lord, you make all things. New. I am new. A citizen, a son, a daughter. I belong in the courtroom of heaven. I have joined my family, and I'm worthy to stand now. I'm worthy to move. I'm worthy to walk. I'm ready. I'm worthy to explore. I'm ready to venture into the glorious face of our Father. Now all we're going to step now again upon the wings of the eagle. Find your place. As we're going up to another place. Upon the wings of the eagle. So people are getting free today. We do gloriously ascend. Far above all principalities and powers. We ascend into the realm and the room. That you have prepared for us in the Father of lights. Good morning, Father! Every good gift is coming out from you. Every perfect gift is making us all brand new. Love and light and glory too. We were translated out of that realm of darkness into the marvelous light from you. I am clothed in emanating light. I am clothed in emanating grace. You've not given me the spirit of bondage again to fear in this place, but power, dunamis power, love, soundness of heart, soundness of mind. I am complete in you. I dwell in your compassions too. You hold my soul in life now. You suffer thou not my feet to be moved. I am held in the security, the wholeness, the assurance. I stand in your marvelous light today. Oh, I see a very perfected gift emanating out of the Father today. I see the word confidence shining out from the Father of lights. Today I receive confidence. Confidence in my God. Confidence in the glory of my God. Confidence with you. Confidence that you've made all things new. It's shining, it's resilient, it's glorious indeed. I'm a partaker of the divine nature with thee. Freedom and liberty is emanating. Life and light, we all stand in the unlimited tree of life. Today we present our being, the Father shining through. Woo! You make all things new. Today we present our body, our mind, our spirit, our heart, our emotions to life. Freed from that fallen world. Free from that fallen law. There's a new law working in me. There's a new sheriff in town. The law of the spirit of life is sworn to abound. Because you could swear by no greater, you swore to Christ in me. In blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying I will multiply thee. Multiply therefore Christ in me. Multiply the life exceedingly. Woo! I am generation resurrection. Mine eye has seen another day. We are ready to ascend into your glorious face. We are ready to roll tide forward into the glory of the new day. You've shown us your face.
Show me your face, Lord. You show me your face. You've girded my legs that I might stand in this holy place.
You've opened.
You show me your face, Lord. Your power and your grace.
To the end.
I have made it to the end. Because Because you've shown me your face.
Because we have just seen your face. We have made it over into the glorious realm called done. Let's sing it again.
Oh, you show me your face.
Justify. Glorify.
You've girded my legs that I might stand
complete
in this
him. Raised together with him.
Finish. Show me your face, Lord. Your glory and your grace.
Oh, we stand in the glorification.
I have made it to the end.
We made it to the day of glorification, where you changed this vile body and you fashioned it like your own, clothed in the majestic glory, clothed in life itself. We are the generation that sought your face, that obtained the face. We pass through Jacob's gates. We pass through. We wrestled all night long. We wrestled and wrestled and wrestled and wrestled. But you came out to meet us with a new sound and a new song. You showed us your face as you did, Jacob. You came out and spoke the new day, the new name.
Made it to the end.
No longer forsaken. Say, I am. No longer forsaken. I am no longer desolate. Today, I've been given a new name. I am Israel. I am a prince that has reigned with you. I am a king that has been crowned by you. No longer am I Atkinson. I belong to the house of Abbasin. I know my name. I know mine identity in the courts of royalty. I was made a king. We are the first fruits, the kings that will reign with thee, reigning out from the face of God. We saw the glory. We passed through the gate. The sun of the brand new day did rise upon us in this place, full of glory, full of grace. It caused our face to shine like the sun in its strength, white as snow. The favor of God did surround us all. The glory of God did grow in us. You multiply Christ in us exceedingly. We are the generation that overcame death with thee. We are the manifested sons and daughters of life. The life was manifest. It broke out of the face of the temple. It flowed as we walked out into this life. 1,000 cubits to the ankles, we kept going. 1,000 cubits to the knees, we kept going. 1,000 cubits to the loins, we kept going. Until the waters of life overcame us. It came over our head. We were consumed in the light. And you turned it to the Dead Sea. And whithersoever this life would flow, all things that were dead did live with thee. We became trees of life. The fruit did not wither. The nations did come and eat of the life that was manifesting. The law of the Spirit of life reigned in us, through us, with us. We overcame death. We returned to the garden. We returned to the face of God. We did not hide ourselves any longer from your face. We returned to the face of God. You broke the sweat of the brow over us. We no longer do ministry, do life. Do marriage, do relationships by our own might. We are the generation that now stands in your face, the final frontier, the unlimited realm of God we have drawn near. All limitation has been removed. Our end was already spoken. Before we ever began, we ascended into joint heirship with you. We reigned and ruled over the systems of this world. You have shown us your face. We made it to the end. And to this day, we sing it again.
Your face,
coming out of you. Stand in it. Receive it.
Your glory.
Be endued from on high. Be transformed.
We have made it to the end.
Stand in the glorious light.
As you've shown.
My innermost being of standing in your face, rivers of living waters of life do flow into the earthly place. I stand, go stand over your home, stand over your children, stand over your business, stand over your ministry, stand over your finances, stand over from above. Pour the golden oil out. Let it release. Let it release of your sons, of your daughters, over your husband, over your wives, over your home. I do decree that no death can stand before the law of the spirit of life of Christ in me. Out from my innermost being flows a glorious river. The life of it, no system of the world can stand. Every mountain now must bow down to this glorious promised land. I am married to my land of promise. My God delights in me. I stand in joint heirship authority. I command every mountain to bow now. Get off our mountain. Be thou removed, O sons of Anak. This is our mountain. It belongs to us and our children, our heirs. Remove yourself and your atmosphere from my children. Remove all your demonic assignments from my home. Oh, evangelic wall of fire around about me. A wall of fire, chariots of fire, and the horsemen thereof. I am not alone. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. His glory is in the midst. A wall of fire indeed. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty has shined. The Lord has appeared to me with the flame of fire proceeding from his face. Woo! And a whirlwind of glory that surrounds us in this place. There is nothing that can stand before this great army. It is the day of the plumb line, where all things will come in and be aligned. Align yourself, O earthly realms. Align yourself, O home. Align yourself, O Father's house. You're an apostolic house to nations. You are now, this day, transforming from local church to apostolic Father's house. Out from you shall proceed the revelation of the face of God in thee. The foundation has been completed. Our eyes now rejoice to see, and we have seen the plumb line come out with thee. With the great seven spirits of God that have come down to rest and be, you are with us. An authority. This is the day of the Lord. There are people in here today, your faith has moved your whole family to a new place. You were moved. Your faith, I saw you shooting up like eagles. I saw light coming down and breaking and shattering veils with a mighty sound. We do stand now in the seventh day of Jericho. I do hear the prolongation of the ram's horns of jubilee, blasting and blowing the sound. We have been free from the law of sin and death and its systems indeed. The walls have fallen